Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw, and I'm here in Bavaria for my second day here for an Althoff Hotel. And I'm here at the Althoff Sea Hotel Überfahrt on the Tegernsee. If you want to translate that, we are actually on a wonderful lake here in Bavaria. It's spectacular, and you'll see the scenes of it. I'm here with the general manager, Vincent Ludwig, and we've had a marvelous day so far. And I got one more night here, and then actually I'm on to other hotels in the same group. And we're going to talk to Vincent about this wonderful property and a whole lot more on Insider Travel Report. First of all, Vincent, great to see you. I mean, you're all here because you're all the general managers of all the Althoff and Amran hotels are here, right?
Yes, we have a general managers conference right now, and I'm happy to have all the colleagues here to show the nice scenery here. We have good weather, and hopefully we have a great event.
Yeah, because there's no scenery here. I mean, what are you talking about? It's beautiful. It's gorgeous, and there's a church in the distance. Every morning I get woken up by the church bells, or at least I can see them, and we're surrounded by beautiful now, slightly snow. Snow-covered mountains. But tell us a little bit about the history of this hotel, because it feels like it's been here forever, but it was constructed, I think, in like 2000 sometime, right?
The construction is from 2000. The history dates back till the 15th century, where it was just a small hut, actually, with having...
You're far from that now. You're not a small hut anymore.
Not anymore. No. but we keep the history, and we like to have the spaciousness now. But we have the scenery, and actually, yeah, it was built as a small hotel, and then in 2000 we made it to a very nice, beautiful place, which is now has the main purpose on having good culinary, wellness, big spa, and of course, doing outdoor activities, which is perfect here too.
No, absolutely, and you are famous for your cuisine and everything else in Althoff. But let's talk about that. First of all, let's talk about the accommodations. We're in one of your beautiful suites. I'm lucky enough to have another one. And if you knew what was behind us, there's a beautiful view of the lake and the mountains. But how many keys do you have in the hotel?
We have 176 rooms, and we have inclusive 53 suites, which is very nice because we have a different kind of suites or different sizes, and of course this is perfect. Every room has a balcony or a terrace. Every two-thirds are facing the lake, and otherwise the beautiful mountains. So
the decor is really amazing. You're seeing a little bit of it here, and you'll see more of it in the photos that we show. But it really is perfect. It feels very comfortable, very easy to live in for a significant part of time. And you want, and you're also family friendly, even dog friendly, if I know.
We are dog friendly, family friendly, and we have a claim which we are saying it's an elegant nature resort. So we are using the nature here, so that we have a combination with the nature, but should be elegant as well. We have a 5-star deluxe hotel, and you should feel it, the luxury, but in the you should know that you are not in New York, so you are here at Bavaria and Tegernsee, but have the final elegance touch in the rooms. Families are more. Are important. We want to keep the children for the next generation. We want to the next guest. And of course, we are dogs. We are very dogs friendly. There's the surrounding is perfect to have a walk with dogs, and so therefore we are very dog friendly as well. We are having one floor for dogs, and the other ones are without dogs.
Yeah. And indeed, last night we're going to talk about culinary. You have a wonderful restaurant that's actually off campus, a little around the lake, which is kind of your steak and local food. And what is that called?
It's the Fairhütte 14. Yeah. 14 because this was the year that we opened this restaurant, and it's a 20 minutes walk, just a walk along the lake to this. It's a beach club event restaurant, and it's a wonderful place. It's a little bit a hip place here. Yeah. Actually good for weddings as well. really a hut, maybe a restaurant in the lake. It built on wood in the lake, which is and they have a nice terrace overlooking the lake. It's a beautiful scenery, and the, of course we are using the fresh fishes from the lake, which is
Well, last night I had a local a steak from a local farm that was wonderful. I had I was totally full by the end of it, but I had to have the dessert because it was a very different kind of rice pudding, and I really liked it a lot. And at that point, you were nice enough to get me a car. You actually have Lucid cars here, which is interesting, which is an American EV, and they're beautiful cars. And you took you had a driver take me there, but then because I'd overindulged in the food, I felt like I needed to walk back. I walked back in the rain, but it was okay. It was fine.
Yes, we're having Lucid cars. We have a cooperation with them. Just recently we started, which is good because everybody is looking for electric cars, and now the cooperation is very, very good. Even you can experience the Lucid cars as a guest. Not only that, we get a shuttle. You are able to have a few hours to drive through the mountains, the nice roads there, to experience the Lucid car as well.
Yeah, that was amazing. It was really nice to see that. But again, it was lovely to walk, even though it was a little bit rainy last night. I came back but then you have restaurants here in the hotel that are amazing as well. Talk a little bit about what else you have here.
Yeah, actually, we have in total we have 5 restaurants. One outside, what we've mentioned before. Then we have 4 restaurants in house. There's one Italian restaurant where we are serving.
I think I'm having lunch there. So.
Yes, this is really, and there it's authentic Italian cuisine, which is very important for us, that it's really authentic. And Cucina Casalinga, which really there you feel the mama behind the cooking places. And every year we are going with our chefs and our restaurant managers once to Italy, that they still keep on this tradition to cook very, authentic. Going into to do too fancy things, so that
really basic stuff and basic Italian fun like that.
Therefore, we are going to every year to Italy to that they really stick on their original recipes. Then we have a Bavarian restaurant. Of course, you need this in Bavaria to have the schnitzel and the really.
They have schnitzel at the one up the lake too.
Yes,
they
as well. Yeah.
So the Bavarian restaurant, and what is that? Has all the different Bavarian specialties.
Yeah, all the specialties what you want to have. Even Kaiserschmarrn and all these, what you expect from Bavaria, even the Bavarian beer, of course. And then we have the Egner Bucht. Egner Bucht is a Alpine cuisine, which is has the best products from the Alpine area. So it's more local, regional food, local farms, local producers, and we are serving even some Bavaria, Austria, Switzerland. So these are the Alpine region, and we are serving the best from this region in this restaurant. And finally, we have a gourmet restaurant. We had 10 years in a row, we had 3 Michelin stars, and now we are changing.
I saw you will have a new chef by later this year, I believe.
Yes, we got a female chef, and now we are trying to get the female chef to, she has already 1 Michelin star, but we want to get more. And she's one of the most talented female chefs in Germany. And
what's her name?
It's Cornelia Fischer, and she will join us in summer. And then we hope that we will get the next maybe stars and culinary.
Well, you get accolades. You'll have to come back and try that food.
Of course, you have to. You have to. And she is as well. She's looking for regional products, but she's not only focusing on regional. She really thinks in what's going on in the world, and then putting these both things together.
Fantastic. Now, great cuisine, and of course, you have a fairly large spa here, right?
The spa is very large, 3,000 square meter, but there are plans now to even getting more, to renovate a little bit, to do something with the spa, to extend it a little bit to the outside area as well. And we have 10 treatment rooms, and the indoor pool is 28 meters.
It's beautiful, it's gorgeous pool.
More than Olympic nearly meters, which very great, perfect area to relax. And after walking around the mountains to come back, having a massage, relax at the pool.
You've convinced me, I think that's the way to go. And there's actually an outdoor outdoor pool too, and it's not the season for it right now. But
not yet, but starts so in April. So we are shortly before Easter. Easter is 20 degrees. So then we are opening the outdoor pool, and then the outdoor season will start.
Now, what do people do while they're here? I mean, you mentioned they're hiking; they go all around the place. It's not too far from skiing, I guess. But you're not really a ski resort, but there's a lot of stuff to do in the mountains here, right?
Yes, of course. You could ski, but we are not a skiing resort. It's maybe for families. It's nice for 1-2 days. It's okay for skiing, but actually, it's all what you can imagine to do in the nature. You can do here. If it's hiking, even we have a lake in front of you, can doing water sports here as well, and just enjoying the nature. So, and this is what the people are doing. Here you can find really the authentic, idyllic scenery, postcard like in a fairy tale, and you can really find everything. Go 5 minutes into the mountain, into the forest, and you have the perfect nature scenery.
Oh, absolutely, it's really gorgeous, and I think in Europe and whole year round, right?
Yes, we open whole year round, and even here all the seasons, the four seasons, you really see and feel here. It's sometimes in other areas you have winter and then you have summer, but there's no spring or autumn. But here it's all season has this really wonderful touch.
Now, how long have you been general manager here?
15 years already.
Wow. So you've been seeing it. Yeah.
As I mentioned, there are worse places than here, so therefore I stayed here for now 15 years. Yeah.
Fantastic. Now, what would you tell, anything else you'd like to tell our travel agents, travel advisors out there from the U.S. about this property? I know it would be a great place for bringing families. It's a great place. Also, it's very close to Munich, about 45 minutes to an hour, right?
Yes, this one, for Munich, the airport, you're here in 1 hour, 1 hour drive from the airport. Salzburg is nearby as well, a little bit more than 1 hour, and it's supposed to be a perfect start for maybe a vacation, even if you want to travel around to see maybe
or the end of a vacation where you can relax a little bit, right?
absolutely. And if you imagine Germany, or if you may, then most of the people have as a picture Bavaria, and here you feel the real Bavaria, but it's not, it's really authentic. It's really you see the tradition, and the people are very friendly, and it's not overcrowded. It's really calm, safe, and the perfect place to relax and have a good time.
And I'm trying to have a good time here. We've had marvelous eating, incredible scenery. I still got two restaurants to go here. And then sadly, I'll have to leave tomorrow and go see some more of your sister hotels.
Neuschwanstein,
I should say that.
The castle. This is 10 minutes drive. So everything is very close by. You can even doing the tours with the castle, the different castles or sightseeing spots. So it's a good place to start or having a base and then going and doing some sightseeing from here.
Now, what's the website for this? Where can travel advisors go to find out more information? I think altofhotels.com is one.
Yes.
Altof Collection, because you're part of .com. Any other place they can find more information?
Yeah, okay, it's seehotel-überfahrt.com, which is very difficult for the Überfahrt. Überfahrt means crossing over the lake. Therefore, the name comes from, because in former times there was a boat which took the people from the one,
like a ferry that comes
ferry,
from
the yes ferry. And this was the station there. Yes,
fantastic. So that's the history of this place. Look, it's an amazing property. It'd be great to come. I know a lot of people have river cruises, which aren't too far away.
Yeah.
They start in places like Passau and when I've done it, I've actually taken a car service from there pretty much through here, yeah, area all the way up to Munich. But if you want to, after a post-river cruise or something like this, this would be a perfect place to stop, either whether you're a couple or whether you're a family.
Yes, exactly. They're 1.5 hours drive maybe from Passau. So, and you can do the river cruise and then, make a stop here and relax. And then you really see the Bavaria, which is really in the authentic scenery, and there's, you find the tradition. Even in summer times, I mentioned this one, there are these forest festivals. There are festivals in the forest, so they have places, and they're coming with their traditional uniforms, and it's everything. It's really great. You have the local brewery here, you have the local food, and this is a little festival which you can't find anywhere.
No, and actually, I did get a bottle of the local beer. It was a nice gift, and I don't drink that much beer, but this one I had to try, and it was very good. Vincent, I want to thank you for taking the time to speak with me here in your hotel. Thank you for your hospitality. It's been amazing. Your staff is fantastic. That's the other thing we didn't mention. Your staff is really, everyone speaks English. If you don't speak German, it really is a wonderful staff, and they've really taken care of me very well. Still got tonight to go with, and then tomorrow I'm off to the next one. Again, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, and I hope to see each other here at the Lake Tegernsee very soon. And we and my team is waiting for you. Thank you.
I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.